To start our program today, where in Michigan is Terry Lynn Land? With the November election fast approaching for Michigan's first open Senate seat in 20 years, many are wondering where the GOP candidate has been. She's taken heat for not publicizing her campaign schedule, for avoiding the media, and for refusing to debate her Democratic challenger, Congressman Gary Peters. One of those prospective debates was slated to be here at MSU, but that looks like it's not going to happen. Last week, leaders in MSU's student government issued an open letter to the Land campaign explaining that their efforts to organize a debate have essentially ground to a halt because the Land campaign has, quote, all but ignored us. The letter has garnered some national press as well, including a mention in a recent U.S. News and World Report article about Land's campaign entitled The Invisible Senate Candidate. Two of those MSU student leaders are here with us now to tell us more. Casey Perlberg is the Vice President for Government Affairs for the Associated Students of Michigan State University, or ASMSU. Welcome, Casey.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And Karen Samra is ASMSU's Chief of Staff. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
A week ago, you sent the Land campaign the letter, which you made public, reiterating your desire to have a debate on campus with her Democratic opponent, U.S. Representative Gary Peters. In the letter, you have a soft one-week deadline to hear back from her campaign. It's been a week. What have you heard from the Land campaign about a debate, Casey?
Essentially nothing at this point. A few days after we sent the letter, I did send an email to a Land campaign spokesperson that we've been trying to contact with, and the full extent of what we received back from them is the same we've been hearing up to this point for the last 3 months, which was, we'll get back to you, we're evaluating options, but other than that, nothing.
Okay. And why did you want to hear something by this week?
Yeah, it's basically about deadlines and logistics and being able to have a successful event pull off on Michigan State's campus, just in terms of logistics and planning the event and making sure that everything is in line. We need the additional time.
How long have you been communicating with the Land campaign trying to arrange a debate? How far back does this effort go?
ASMSU sent an official invitation letter to both campaigns on June 13th of this year. We received a response back from the Peters campaign within about 4 days, I believe, indicating their interest and willingness to participate. And like I said earlier, we've received nothing but we'll get back to you. We'll talk later about this, responses from the Land campaign throughout the entirety of that span.
And you've heard several times back from the Peters campaign reiterating his interest in this?
They've been really pleasant to work with. We, in fact, even got a call from the congressman himself about a week ago now, thanking us for our efforts and personally saying he's looking forward to come to campus. So, you know, we really appreciated that. They've been great to work with, and we'd love to work with the Land campaign in a similar fashion. We're still open to that.
Karen, why do you think the Land campaign hasn't been responsive to you guys?
To be honest, that's something we would have to ask them. We're not really sure. But like Casey said, we're open to working with them if they'd be willing to work with us.
Let's go a little deeper. Why is having a debate important to you, Casey?
You know, it's one of a number of things we've been focusing on this year. When we ran for office in student government last spring, our platform was voter registration, engagement, education. And so when we were planning out our year this summer, we thought that having a debate in one of the most important races in the state was a natural extension of that. We looked at a couple races and we ended up deciding on the Senate one as perhaps the most, you know, the one with the greatest potential to have a good event. We're really passionate about the idea that people our age and voters all across the state can take an active role in improving our democratic process just a little bit. We're not out to fix democracy in one event, but the idea that, okay, you know, we can host an event in which our candidates come forward, have a substantive, intelligent discussion of ideas that's not accusatory or adversarial, and we can help facilitate that happening. We can make this whole process just a tiny bit better for our students as we become new and active voters in society.
Are you two voting for the first or second time here then?
This will be my second election.
Second time for both of you. How much time have you spent actually working on the logistics of a debate, I suppose, hoping that you would eventually hear from the Land campaign? Have you spent much time actually working out on the logistics of a debate?
Well, Kieran, you can talk about dates for venues.
Yeah, we've definitely been working on it. We've contacted the Wharton Center and tried to basically put all the pieces together so that when, you know, fingers crossed, we heard something from the Land campaign, we could just, you know, hit a button, press go, and just have everything, you know, ready to go. So yeah, we've definitely been working logistics as best as we can in hopes of hearing something. But
on the other side of that, I have a talented, passionate, hardworking staff that has been just waiting to kind of be let off the hook and the chain so they can go and research public topics, see what needs to be talked about, you know, find out how the candidates are standing on each issue so we know the best ways to ask the questions to facilitate a good discussion between them. And you can imagine their frustration. They've been waiting for months before I could go to them and say, we have a potential to make something happen here. Let's go find out what needs to be talked about in Michigan. We feel that there are important conversations about many different things that we're just not having as a community. And this would be a good way to start.
Our guest today, Casey Perlberg, Vice President for Government Affairs for ASMSU, that's the Associated Students of Michigan State University, and Karen Samra is ASMSU's Chief of Staff. We're talking about their efforts to organize a debate between the campaigns of U.S. Representative Gary Peters, the Democrat running for Michigan for Senate, U.S. Senate in Michigan, and her Republican opponent, from whom they have not heard much, Terry Lynn Land. You've called this last deadline a soft deadline. How soon do you have to get some kind of response from the Land campaign before you have to just shelve this thing?
Boy, you can count the days on one hand at this point, okay. I would say. Okay. You know, if we heard tomorrow, we'd still say go. Maybe by this weekend, I would say, would be the time we'd have to just simply say it's not feasible anymore. I hope that doesn't happen. We don't need a commitment from her at this point. We just need to hear something, anything. Let's talk about how this event would play out. That's all we need.
This has become a campaign issue, in my view anyway. Some Republican pollsters and strategists have applauded the Land campaign strategy and think it could be a winning recipe. As young, second-time voters, what do you make of this assessment of Terry Lynn Land's strategy?
Well, I wouldn't assess a particular campaign strategy specifically, but as a trend, I would say, you know, as the generation that's about to become the one that, it, you know, in a few decades is the primary voters and the ones leading the country, I would hope that's not the direction we're going in. I think there's a lot of optimism among my generation about being able to run our brand of politics a little bit better, and I think this would be a step in the wrong direction. I think we're all stewards of the democratic process, especially the ones who would seek to become our leaders, and that includes treating the process with a little bit more respect. I'm not naive. I know the object of each campaign is to win, and I respect that. I get it. But there's also kind of, you know, when we're raised, we're painted this bright idealistic picture of our democratic process, and refusing to debate is not something that's in the textbooks.
Some might argue that our current political climate is so polarized that debates don't really even matter. There are voters out there who wouldn't vote for a Democrat, regardless of how invisible the Republican candidate is, and vice versa. What would you say to people who just vote by party platform and say that they don't need to hear what the individual candidates have to say and how they say it?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really think that applies too much to our generation as being, you know, second-time voters. I think a lot of the topics and stuff that are being talked about are some things that we may not fully be aware of, and we don't really know, you know, the ins and outs of everything. So I think that's why it was so important for us as ASMSU to bring this debate to campus so that we have the opportunity to sit down and hear what both candidates have to say so that we, you know, even as students can understand the issues completely.
Your letter has garnered some national press. The U.S. News and World Report referenced it in an article about Terry Lynn Land last week, called The Invisible Senate Candidate. Have you been getting many calls from national publications?
Nationally, we haven't been getting as many calls. I've been going back and forth through my email with a couple reporters. A lot of it has been statewide. There was a very nice article in the Detroit News a few days ago.
Laura Berman.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. I had a great conversation with her. She was great to talk to. Similar things, MLive, a couple radio and TV stations. But U.S. News and World Report's about the only national one we've got. I hope it continues so. I did see an article in USA Today a while ago referencing reluctance to debate, though.
What have you learned through this process of trying to organize a senatorial debate? What's the takeaway? Do you anticipate a particular takeaway from this?
I'd say we need to continue to work harder. You know, this isn't the end.
Has it made you more cynical, I guess, is
I wouldn't say so.
The subtext to that question. You retain some degree of optimism and idealism?
Absolutely.
I think we've influenced the conversation, if only just a tiny bit. We've just put a little chip in the armor of a nasty trend in our politics, I think. You were saying earlier, you know, is there a point to having a debate when some people will vote one way no matter what they hear? Well, isn't that precisely the problem? Do you really want someone who would admit that no matter what they heard from a particular candidate, they were going to vote for them under any circumstances? The whole idea here, I think, isn't, you know, the goal was to bring a debate to campus. But in a larger context, the goal was to do our one small part in a role where we could affect change, in which we could try and encourage people to be 1% more intelligent in the democratic process, 1% less tribal, 1%, you know, I'd say more collegial and hopeful, not adversarial. And I think this is a way to help do that. We were looking to structure a debate that wouldn't be full of, you know, quote unquote, gotcha moments or the ability for a candidate to fling a one-line attack at their opponent, but instead a time we came together and discussed issues as fellow citizens.
We'll also point out that Current State has reached out multiple times to the Land campaign to ask about this strategy. Those calls were not responded to. We want to thank our two guests today. Casey Perlberg is the Vice President for Government Affairs for the Associated Students of Michigan State University, and Karen Samra is ASMSU's Chief of Staff. Thanks for joining me today.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.